We knew they were going to come hard.
Well, I mean, for your team.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. We didn't, you know, respond to that very well in the first period. We're on our heels most of the period, and you know, that's not our game tonight.
Is that most noticeably defensively? You guys played pretty good defense up in Winnipeg. It seems like there was a lot of running around tonight.
Yeah, well, they did a good job in the offensive zone. They cut back on us quite a bit, and, you know, that created long extended D-zone time. So we got to do a better job of killing the play quicker, closing in, getting the puck.
They seem like they blocked a lot of shots, especially in the first two periods. Were you guys just having trouble finding lanes? Were you being maybe too fine with the shots?
I didn't think they blocked a lot in the first. We didn't have many shots, but our shot attempts even in the first. But that's playoff hockey. You got to get in lanes and block shots. That's part of it. But we can do a better job, obviously, of you know making sure that we put the puck back to an area, we can get it back and not get them blocked. Well, could have been 4-0 in the first period, so he played a pretty good game.
Did you keep with your standing policy? You've told us you don't talk to the team after a loss. Do you wait till tomorrow, or no matter what, how do you?
No, I talked to him already. Yeah, I went in and talked about, you know, that's not obviously our game tonight. You know, we didn't get to our game really. I thought in the third we pushed a little bit and got to our game a little bit more, but the first two periods definitely not.
Speaking of that, when Tarasenko gets the power play goal, did you think, well, that might be a chance right there for you guys to reestablish yourself?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, even in the first period we get a power play goal. I thought we'd, you know, get going after that, but that wasn't the case. I didn't see much of a change. But, you know, it was a big goal in the third, too, give us an opportunity. And then, you know, they go down and get a lucky bounce off a skate, and it goes in.
Coach, I know the postseason's different, but you guys since January have been very good at bouncing back from losses, especially here at home. Why is that?
I think our guys, you know, we got good character in our room, and obviously, you know, we'll take a look at things tomorrow and change a few things, and you know, we'll be better in game four. I mean, our team bounces back; they know that wasn't our game tonight, and you know, again, we'll look at the tape and we'll make a few adjustments and go from there.
You've talked a lot about the need to stay out of the box against these guys. You had a few penalties tonight. Were they acceptable penalties or some of them silly penalties on smart penalties?
Well, I think some of the penalties were because we didn't skate, you know, and when you're not skating, you're on top of people, you know, you tend to trip people or your stick gets caught and stuff like that. So that was part of it for sure. I mean, you know, if we're on our toes playing our game, those penalties probably don't happen, some of them.
Craig, you mentioned not being able to play your game. What are some examples of some ways the Blues can start playing their game in game four? What are some things you must do?
Well, we got to get the puck deep. That's our game, you know, is moving the puck quick, getting it up, getting it in the offensive zone, working that team down low in the offensive zone. You know, that's our game. We're a north team and we didn't go north tonight.
When you're playing a team that's obviously down 2-0, I assume the expectation is they're going to come out, you know, nothing to lose at that point. But feeling at all or not necessarily in the way they attacked you guys early on?
Well, I don't think they had the attitude of nothing to lose. I mean, I said it this morning, we're going to get their best game, and I believe we did. You know, they came out hard, and they were aggressive, and we weren't aggressive.
Coach, on their first goal, it was a shot from the point that was redirected by Alex accidentally. When a shot comes in like that and it's hard to block a redirected shot, do you prefer your defender to try to block it, or would you rather have Jordy make the save there?
Well, it depends on the situation. You know, if you can box your guy out and move him out of the way and so he can see it, but if you're not, you're late or whatever, you got to get in the shooting lane and block it.